I was really honored to be invited to be your worship facilitator today. I invite all of us to explore the meaning of interbeing. That's Thich Nhat Hanh's phrase for how we are all connected. Our interdependence as a balance to independence and our interrelatedness. As I was singing that song, I was just looking around at all the beautiful trees that I'm here in my friend's home right now. So what are other words like this for this? We could say interconnectedness, circles of communities intertwined, the web of life like a spider web, where if one thread moves, so do all the other threads in a ripple effect. One in mind, body, and spirit, aligned in thought, speech, and action. From time immemorial, our indigenous ancestors practiced honoring the earth and took from nature only what they needed. They knew this and conveyed that wisdom to us. They knew we were all interlinked, that what we do to ourselves or to another creature or how we live our lives has an effect on someone or something else. And now I invite you to close your eyes. Take a journey together to a state where we can envision and know what we truly want. Take a breath. Think about that which is sacred to you. What is it that you truly, deeply treasure? Imagine what it would be like if we lived in a world of cooperation, harmony, and love. How does that make you feel? In three deep breaths, imagine yourself in a world where you feel happy and safe. Breathe in and out. In and out. Going deeper, deeper. And now with the third breath in, and as you breathe out, imagine yourself softly landing in your world, where what is sacred to you is at the center, at that core. Feel your feet on the earth. Take a breath and look around. What is your landscape? What do you see? What do you hear and sense? Take a breath. What is your home like? Who lives with you? What is your relationship to them? Take a breath. What do you eat? Do you grow your food or do you buy from the market? How are people rewarded for their labor? How are the children cared for? How do you heal the old ones, the sick, those who may have wounds in their hearts? Take a breath. Walk outside. What do you see? Who do you see? Do they look like you? Or do they look different? What does it mean in this precious world to be different? Take a breath. What is your work in this world? What makes you come alive? What is your calling? Take a breath and notice what it feels like to be actually safe. And know that safety extends to all. Take a breath and imagine what it would feel like if every person was valued and welcomed. How do you treat strangers? Are you curious about them? Take a breath and notice any shift in your body. Are there places you're carrying fatigue, fear, guilt? What happens in this world if there is conflict? Take a breath in and out, tenderly releasing any tension. In, out, releasing any tension. take a moment now and listen deeply. Let yourself hear or see if there's anyone who has a message for you, has guidance or inspiration, or asks something from you. Do you have a gift you can offer? What is that gift? Take another breath and think of something from this sacred world you can bring back with you, some thread of connection. Does it have a color or a certain quality? Take a moment and see what it feels like, looks like, how strong it is, what it's made of. It can be made of a basic element like water. It can be a growing branch or made of light. With your vision, it can be anything. Take a breath, holding tight to your thread. Look back one last time, knowing you can come back anytime you need for strength and safety. And now begin your journey back. Take breath. Hold tight to your thread, and now with three deep breaths together, breathe ourselves back into our present world. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, feeling lighter, breathing out. Holding the memory of that vision of world that cherishes what is sacred to you. Breathing in, holding that thread that links us to what is precious in the world, and breathing out, feeling that thread as we pull it, as we create this link to the world we have, to the world we envision. Breathe out. And relax your breath. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. Tap your body, stretch, say your name out loud, Evelie. Clap your hands three times. Now, we're gonna go into breakout rooms. And we tested this the other day, Pakea and I. And what's gonna happen is that there will be a room with two other people, so there'll be three of you, and each person will speak for about a minute. This is what you're going to do. You're going to say your name, where you live, and in a word or two describe that thread of connection that you brought back with you from your sacred world. There is a timer in the breakout room, so please be aware and give everyone a chance to speak. Let everyone speak without interruption. After a while, you'll get a 1 minute alert that we will be returning to this main room. That means it's the third person who should be about to speak or is speaking at that time, and no need to rush. So Paikea, let's do those breakout rooms. Oh, you will have to do it.
Everyone, please click the button that says go to the breakout room.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope everybody's back. So, I still have a few minutes, I know, because I practiced. Okay, welcome back. So, if you'd like to share your thread of connection, you can write it in the chat box now. What we're going to do next is we're going to weave these threads together with ASL, American Sign Language. So, you can continue putting in the chat, but right now, everybody, we're going to put our vision to our third eye chakra. Those two fists together like this. Third eye chakra. Then you're going to open your vision. Now keep that thread that you brought with you in mind. And now we're going to weave them together. So now interlace your fingers. And now we're going to take this out to our first to our own community here. We're going to link our forefinger and our thumbs together, and we're going to make a circle, circle it around, creating these waves of communities, and imagine it flowing and connecting to other communities that you are part of. And as we do that, now we're going to raise up those threads. And we're going to send it out to the universe. Whew. Beautiful. Envision that those circles, that they're going connecting to our, from our planet, to all beings, the sun, moon, and stars of which we are made, to other universes and other worlds. So mote it be. So one last thing. Did you do your beautiful ritual? Remember from last week, you are beautiful. Everyone, do that with me. This is the ASL for beautiful, American Sign Language. You are beautiful. And you're looking in a mirror and you're saying to yourself each morning as you wake up, before you wash your face, you are beautiful. And now, as we look at each other, go to gallery view and see each other and say to each other, you are beautiful. Thank you.